Now, I'm in the studio. I've got joining me is Mark from Song Signing Academy, and he's coming to talk about his daughter who's suffering with sarcoma and who is also partnering up with Becky from Song Signing to do a sponsored walk. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So
we're doing a sponsored walk on the 2nd of May. For my daughter who's got sarcoma. We're doing it from the Sheppey Clock Tower, walking up to Laysdown Bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing it, and we're doing it to raise money for her to have a holiday and to look after Fingy, because the sarcoma, it's a very rare cancer at the moment, because I've just come over having cancer, so I know how to think. And it's, she's having treatment at the moment for it, but it doesn't seem to be working. So we're having a sponsor a walk on the 2nd of May, and also we've got a open day at the Co-op Club on the 27th of June, all to raise money for my daughter. And this Sarcoma UK group. Let me give you a bit of history about it, going back to 2007, basically. She was at school and she slipped and went on some wet leaves and broke her ankle. Anyway, she was in hospital for three days, and they did an operation, took my bone out. Ever since he's had a limp. Basically.
Oh, so do you think that's what started all this?
That's what started it all off.
Oh, okay.
He's having a limp.
Yeah.
She caught a disease in the foot, basically.
Oh, okay.
Just a foot disease.
Yeah.
Couldn't work out what it was, going back and forth to the hospital.
So it was a series of events that led to this.
Yeah, leading up to
thingy.
We moved on the island in 2008. The symptoms for this sarcoma is she was limping, basically, and then it started in an ankle. She'd had some chemo, going back and forth into one of the London hospitals.
Yes.
We're waiting for an appointment at Manston Hospital.
Okay.
Because the treatment she's having done wasn't working, basically.
Oh, no.
So basically she's getting worse.
Yes.
She's getting worse. She, from being a healthy girl and doing song signing, she can walk about 20-minute walk, and then she's tired, and she can't do anything else. She's got herself an electric wheelchair.
Yeah.
So she's moving around an electric wheelchair. I think because I have cancer myself, this one is very rare. It's even the specialists are scratching their head over it.
Really? So there was no chance that she could survive if it was caught earlier, so to speak. So it's one of those
If it was caught earlier, maybe, but it's one of those cancers where it won't survive.
Yeah, it creeps up on you.
You're talking probably 90% people do. You know. Let 10 people do. Depends what treatment she's having at the moment. But as I said, she was having treatment done at the hospitals in London. Now she's been transferred to Maidstone Hospital to have the what I call the arm drip, because she goes every week to have the drip done in her arm. But it doesn't seem to be working. She seems to be getting weaker and weaker. I've had letters and bits and bobs. I spoke to the specialists. You know, they're keeping her comfort at the moment. She's got a group of Matt Millen team going in.
Oh, Macmillan are quite supportive.
And they're doing the after service, you know, keeping an eye on her. But with being a father, you don't want to have your daughter dying before
you. No.
And it's getting to the stage where she's going to die and leave a husband and three kids.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's so. I decided to do a sponsored walk. I'm doing sponsored this, doing everything.
Yeah, you've
just
got
raising money.
Yeah, so you know, it makes you.
I've got a site on the Facebook where you can go in and donate. You know, donate what you want to donate.
So Mark, your goal is to raise funds to help Lowena and her family enjoy short holidays with your family.
Yeah.
So a short holiday, that's what you're aiming for.
That's what I'm aiming for.
So anywhere, it could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere.
To create.
It's going to be their opportunity to pick where they want to go. Where they want.
Yeah, it's a lovely idea, and you can create some precious memories together.
That's the most important bit, you know. Over the 2 or 3 weeks, we've had the grandkid down.
Yeah.
And we're looking after the grandkids, taking them back and looking after the other one, just to give Luana some peace of mind at the moment, spending time with her husband.
Yeah. So it says here that anyone's welcome to join. We are walking from Sheerness Clock Tower, finishing up at Laysdown. And it says, come and join us, so anyone can join in.
Right. Yeah. I'm hoping when we get there, there's not just me and Becky sat there.
No. There's a question I'd like to ask you. So if people would like to join in, do they just turn up?
Yeah, they just turn up.
At the clock tower?
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
On Saturday the 2nd of May?
That's right, yeah. At 10 o'clock. They can walk or they could just...
Yeah, you know, run.
I have a donation bucket with me, so if they don't be able to walk, they can donate.
So the more supporters, the better for you?
More supporters, the better, yeah, because then it'll put a boost for me and Becky to start walking.
So you'll probably have a few people that follow you, like for the song
The route we're hoping to do is from the clock tower up towards the bridge.
Yeah.
But not going over the bridge, going into Laysdown itself, through East Church, onto Laysdown Road, and up past the back for the farms.
Oh, okay. So you've got your route basically planned out, what you're going to do.
It could be a different route with but we are going to be ending up at the promenade at Laysdown Bandstand. We're going to be ending up there.
Oh, so it's quite a long walk.
Yes,
would you say it's...
We've got people involved Laysdown ending up.
Oh,
we've
wow.
Nook campsite, they're coming and doing table events.
Yeah.
The other side, they're coming out to do table event. As we get there, there's going to be a group of song signers. They're going to do a half an hour song signing.
Oh, that's nice. That'll be good.
Got a few stalls going up.
Yeah.
People giving donations.
I think you might have a good amount of people up there, because there are a few runners and walkers on the island.
I worked out when to do it, because May time is when you get the holiday people coming in, and it's really busy, and you know, so we might get a lot of holiday people.
Now, Mark, have you thought about having a theme, like to dress up something for the day to make it like a rememberable, you know, like dressing up, or do runners just dress in anything?
They can dress in anything. I'm dressed in, or I will be. I've got a T-shirt printed.
Yeah.
Of course, my hoodie, what I'm wearing at the moment, my hat, all sent from the Sakona UK.
Yeah, because...
I'll have leaflets to give out. I've got,
yeah.
You know, Just about everything.
Yeah.
I've got a flag, I've got a table mark.
Oh, nice. But the reason why I ask you this, because I've taken part in many cancer runs, and people have like all sorts of, they dress up the occasion, like for breast cancer, it was for pink, you know, pink.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like...
Yeah, there might be a few people on the way. They normally have a... and we normally have the carnival down there.
But yeah, so
with people knowing that we're walking now, they might come and put something special on.
Yeah. Okay. So if anyone's listening out there, it's a walk with Becky and Mark, sponsored walk, coming together to support his daughter Luana, a much loved song signing member. You're more than welcome to come and join. Walking from Sheerness Clock Tower, finishing up at Laysdown Bandstand on Saturday, the 2nd of May, 2026, leaving at 10 a.m.
That's right. Yeah. And I've also got an event going on the 27th of June.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the Co-op Club. And that's going to be anyone who's stall holders, they can come and set up the stall, sell their stuff, the table. I'm having tables put out, so you just pay for the table, really.
Yeah.
And then everything what they arrange with the tables and a few bits will go. It's all being donated. And myself, well, and of course my wife Sharon, you know.
Well, I'm so sorry it's not happier news that we're going to talk about.
No, but I think, you know, there's loads of cancers out there at the moment.
I've had it.
But sarcoma is one that you can't get a grip of.
Yeah, you know? I know.
From having it in the foot, she's now got it floating around in her brain, case kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting for, you know, because it's going to happen when it attacks the brain. It's a bone one.
Bone marrow.